Hi there, buckaroos. This is Ken Maynard at the Diamond Cave. Hey, Tarzan, come on over here and say hello to the folks. Is that a boy? Well, folks, I've got a story for you about hidden gold. You know, nature sometimes leaves fortunes out in the open, and even then we stumble over them without ever seeing anything. Other times she hides them pretty well. Seems like the hidden ones are those we care the most to go after. Guess it's just human nature. Anyway, I'll have more to tell you about it after Buck here tells you a word or two about those personal records of mine and my swell Diamond K shirts, or K shirts for short. I'll be back with you in a moment or two. Just want to get the facts straight.
Thank you, Ken. From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold, and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, when you meet a champion like Ken, you just know he's full of adventure stories, real life stories, too. For did you know that Ken Maynard holds the world's championship for trick riding? And Ken's hunted for gold himself, stunt ridden in the circus, made scores of movies in Hollywood, and he rides ropes and shoots in many rodeos every year. So naturally, his stories are just loaded with thrills. And kids, you can have two of these stories for your very own to hear any time you want. Now, I'm talking about Ken's exciting Diamond K album of phonograph records. And listen, these stories are made especially for you. Ken begins the stories with a personal message for you, and he'll call you by name like,
"Hello, Mike." "Hello, Pat."
Or whatever your name is. Ken will speak to you alone on your set of Ken Maynard records. Now, can you tie that, partner? No, siree. And you can't beat the value, either. Listen to this. You'll get a beautiful, full-color record album with a thrilling picture of Ken and Tarzan right on the front. And inside are two complete Wild West stories that start out with Ken talking personally to you. The two big 8-inch unbreakable pure vinylite records are standard 78 RPM speed for the regular, familiar kind of phonograph or record player. And they have pictures of Ken and Tarzan right on them, too. Remember, these records are made of pure vinylite, the finest, most expensive material that money can buy. And this album is so easy to get. All you do is send your name and address to Records in care of this station and enclose a dollar bill. Just one, that's all. Just $1 bill for ages of fun and enjoyment. Now, don't forget, you can't buy these records in any store because Ken makes them just for you. Remember, Ken calls you by name right on the record. Now, don't wait to get your personalized record album. So, right now, or have your mom or dad write for you. Two records in care of this station. Enclose a dollar bill and your name and address, and be sure your name is included so Ken will have your name right on the record. Send it to Records in care of this station. Now, let's listen to the exciting story Ken has for us today.
Old Aronimo, that hard-fighting chief of the Apaches, always used to say that the richest gold mines in the western world were in the Guadalupes. These mountains string along between New Mexico and Texas for about 200 miles. Old Guadalupe Peak, some 9,500 feet, more or less, is the highest point in Texas, just below the New Mexico line. Now, Texas is my home state. I was born down there in Mission, so I'm powerfully interested in anything connected with it. Now, Torres and I have spent a lot of time fooling around the Guadalupes. I've always been mighty interested in that area because of one Ben Sublette. Now, Ben Sublette, old Ben they used to call him, because he's famous in them parts, and rightly so, Ben came from Missouri and started prospecting. But if any gold was found, it wasn't by old Ben. Folks warned him about prospecting in the Guadalupes and told him he couldn't stand much of a chance with the Apaches, especially these old-timers that are still carrying lead and arrow scars in their carcasses. Well, one day old Ben made a strike and came into Odessa with a load of gold nuggets so pure a jeweler could have hammered them out, just the way they were. Old Ben boasted he'd found the richest mine in the world and was going to buy the whole state of California with the state of Texas thrown in for a backyard. Of course, you can't blame a man for boasting a little under the circumstances, but making a backyard out of Texas was going a bit too far. Of course, everybody was after Ben to tell him where he'd made the strike that would make him right angry. He'd start cussing and spitting and shouting. "People hereabouts always thought I was kind of loco-like," he'd say. "My only real friends have been the plains of the Pecos, the peaks of the Guadalupes. If you want gold, go out and find it yourself like I did." Then he'd spit again for punctuation. He banked a lot of hard money at Midland, and when that was gone, he'd just go off to get some more. All this was just a little bit too tempting for the bankers, and after a while, they tried to buy in on a deal without success. They decided to put someone on old Ben's trail. Jim Flanagan was the one they picked. And when old Ben pulled out of town in a hack hauled by a couple of old ornery burros, Jim was hot on his trail, following his tracks to the Pecos, and then up the river for about 30 or 40 miles. There, the trail just petered out, which was kind of strange. For a hack and a couple of burros generally leave a trail even a dude could follow. Well, the answer was that foxy old Ben had backtracked to the Pecos and had been gone for 4 days before Jim ever caught up with him. Ben hadn't had time even to get into the foothills of the Guadalupe. Still, he came back with his usual supply of gold. Now, Buckaroos, you remember I said old Ben was pretty well set about keeping things to himself. But he began to mellow a mite in his old age to the extent of telling Mike Wilson, an old crony of his, where the mine was. Mike hightailed it there with a big sack and came back with so much gold that he went on a spree that lasted 6 weeks. I want you to listen to this, and then I'll tell you the tough predicament old Mike Wilson found himself in. Say, kids, you enjoying my story? Let me just woo for a minute here and catch my thoughts while I tell you about this little old K-shirt of mine that I wear every day. Have you heard about my K-shirt? Well, in case you haven't, it's kind of like a T-shirt, but made especially for me in cotton, about the color of desert sand. And right smack in front is a big diamond K branch from my ranch in flaming red. Tarzan and I are on the K-shirts, too, saying howdy. Well, I kind of like the colors and the way it fits and everything. And I thought you might like one, too. Kids I know asked me to get them some like it, and so I did. They're made Buckaroo sizes, of course, in sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. If you figure you'd like to have a K-shirt for yourself like I wear when I'm practicing stunt riding and tricks around the ranch, well, you can have one. Let me know your name and address and size. And on account of the fellow that makes them ain't a millionaire, he said, would you slip in $1 bill and he'll make the shirt special for you. Sounds kind of simple-like. So if you want a real Western K-shirt like mine, send your name, address, size, and a $1 bill to K-shirt in care of this station. Fella made me pay a lot more than that for the ones I wear, so it sounds like a mighty big value to me. So if I were you, I'd send right away. But now I'm quit gabbing and get on with my story. Well, Buckaroos, you remember I was telling you about Mike Wilson finding the mine and going on a spree. Well, then the money was gone and Mike started back to the mine. He'd forgotten where it was. He looked everywhere and he couldn't find it at all. And old Ben was himself again and wouldn't tell him the second time. Mike Wilson kept looking and remembering all the fun he'd had on that spree and itching for another one. Years later, they found old Mike Wilson dead, within sight of the Guadalupe, still trying to find that treasure. The next fellow to get a lead on the location of the mine was a fellow named Frenchie. Seems he'd trailed a couple of Mexicans he'd had a hunch about and had followed them to a chasm. While he watched, being careful to keep out of sight, he saw them drop a ladder down and began packing out loads of something or other. When they'd gone, Frenchie went over in the chasm, and sure enough, down the side, about 50 or 60 feet, was a cave. He could still see some of the ore around his mouth. Frenchie had the tough luck not to have a rope long enough to get down there. But he did pick up some of the ore the Mexicans had dropped and hightailed it back into town for a grubstake. This time he got enough rope to hogtie all the steers in the state of Texas. Well, most of them, anyhow. And he started out for the mine. But he was never seen or heard from again. I suppose the secret of the mine might have died with old Ben if he hadn't mellowed again. You know, old age sort of knocks off the hardness. So one time a bunch of hunters was camping not far from the Guadalupe's when old Ben broke in on the group. The guide, a fellow by the name of Stewart, Stu, they called him, was an old crony of Ben's. Ben told him he was getting on. This was his last trip to the mine. He said Stu could come along with him if he wanted to. Well, this sort of put Stu in a stew. There were Indians all around. He didn't feel he could leave his party, especially because his young son had come along. Anyway, Stu followed him as far as he could and then kept a spyglass on old Ben until he lost him. A couple of days later, old Ben was back with another load of gold nuggets. All big ones. Why bother with the small ones, he said. Next Stuart heard of him, he was dead. But just before he died, Ross, old Ben's son, tried to get his father to tell him where the mine was. But old Ben shook his head and guessed, it's too late. And he was gone. Now, you might think the story ended here. But it seems Ross remembered his daddy taking him to the mine when Ross was just a young poke, about 9 or so. He remembered his father taking him to a sort of chasm. The mine was down in a crevice reached only by a rope ladder that old Ben pulled up after him, after getting the gold. Ross remembered playing around the top while his father was working down below. And if Ross's description of how to get to the place is worth anything to you buckaroos, of course you have to remember even Ross hasn't found it himself. Here it is. We went west from the Pecos to the Rustler Hill Spring. The mine must be within 6 miles of the spring. Well, that's my story. So it does seem mighty funny that old Ben never broke down and told his folks where the mine was. Maybe that's why they buried him where they did. And not inside of the Guadalupe's where he always wanted to be.
Ken, that was really a very interesting story, and I could listen to that one again and again. And speaking of stories, kids, wouldn't you like to be able to hear some of Ken's favorite stories whenever you wanted? Well, you can with Ken Maynard's exciting Diamond K album of Wild West records. Why, you can play them again and again for yourself and for your friends. They make wonderful presents. If you want to get one for somebody else, just send the name of that person to Ken in care of records, in care of this station, and you'll get the records for the friend, too. Now, these are terrific stories about Ken and Tarzan and the exciting West. Stories really packed full of excitement. And best of all, these Ken Maynard records are personalized, made just for you and you alone, with a message from Ken. Why, when you put the needle down on the first record, the very first thing you'll hear is...
Hello, Andy. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you.
Why, Ken will say hello to you and call you by name, no matter what your name is. And he'll tell you two of his favorite stories. Stories you've never heard before. You'll get two records in the album, two complete stories. Now, the records are made of the finest and most expensive material that money can buy. They're unbreakable, and you can play them over and over again as often as you want. They're regular 78 RPM speed, just like those used on record players for years. All you do to get your album with the two big 8-inch records and your personalized message is to send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this radio station. Say, do it now, buckaroos. The sooner you write, the sooner you'll get your album. Now, here's Ken to tell you about his next story.
I hope you liked that story about old Ben. He always wanted to be buried within sight of the Guadalupe's, and no wonder. But he didn't get his wish. I guess his folks were kind of angry about his not telling them where the mine was. Well, I guess it's about time to be moseying along until next time we meet, when I'll tell you the Cahuenga Pass story. Got anything you want to add, Tarzan? Well, that goes for me, too. So this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan at the Diamond K Ranch saying so long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was produced and transcribed in Hollywood.